For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Some youth and adult sports may now resume play in Riverside County now that coronavirus case rates have met a state threshold. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more from the Tuesday announcement.
The eligible moderate and high contact sports include soccer, football, baseball, cheer, and water polo. Case rates in Riverside County dipped to 11.3 per 100,000 residents, well below the state threshold of 14 needed to resume sports. As part of the state-issued guidance, athletics programs have to get parental consent on the risk of COVID-19 transmission from participating in sports. And weekly testing for all players and coaches is required for specific groups. Results must be available within 24 hours of competitions. Riverside County Public Health Officer Dr. Cameron Kaiser told Inland News today that coaches are committed to safety and that he knows they can make this work. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
If you live, work, or play on the southwestern edge of San Bernardino, you would probably recognize Pastor Joseph Mack. Pastor Mack was a man who gave of himself in the service of the poor. For the last couple of decades, Pastor Mack held food and clothing drives around Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter. Administrators, instructors, and students at San Bernardino Valley College witnessed his work with organizations on the college campus, including the Human Services, History and Psychology Clubs, MECHA, Southern California Teachers Association, and others. They found Mack to be a selfless and valuable partner with regional outreach efforts. Pastor Mack passed on very recently, and a drive-by memorial is planned for today, March 4th, where those touched by his generosity are invited to show their appreciation for a man who put others ahead of himself. From 4 to 5 p.m. today, friends of Pastor Mack will drive by and honk at 956 Medical Center Drive in San Bernardino. That's 956 Medical Center Drive. The newly appointed California State University Chancellor, Joseph Castro, made Cal State San Bernardino his second stop on a statewide virtual tour of campuses Wednesday. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports on his plans for the CSU system.
During a media briefing, Castro, the former president of Cal State Fresno, said he plans to raise the visibility of the 23-campus system throughout the state and nation.
We have such a powerful story to tell. And we have such a dramatic transformational impact on our students and their families that I want to make sure everybody knows about that and to inspire even more investment of all kinds, public and private investment, because we can do even more.
Since taking on the role in January, he's announced a series of plans, including safely reopening campuses by the fall, an aggressive initiative to address equity gaps in graduation rates, and new tactics to recruit a diverse faculty that represents the students who attend CSUs. He says his background uniquely positions him to tackle these initiatives.
It will serve me well during this time that I understand California, having been born here and grown up here. My lived experiences are very similar to the vast majority of the students that we serve.
Castro, the eighth chancellor of the CSUs, is the first Native Californian, Mexican American, and person of color to hold the position. He was also the first in his family to attend college, an experience he shares with 84% of Cal State San Bernardino students. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
State water authorities say California will likely face a critically dry year with much less runoff from the Sierra Nevada snowpack than normal. Officials say reservoirs are already showing the impact of winter precipitation well below average. The Sierra snowpack normally supplies about 30% of California's water. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.